Welcome to the Living Epistle Podcast, the place where you will find biblical principles to help you live out your faith on a daily basis and to have a positive impact on the lives of others. So, get ready for another powerful episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Hello, my name is Tony Miles, and welcome to the last episode of Living Epistle Podcast in 2023. And let me start by wishing each of you a happy, healthy, and prosperous and blessed new year. And like most of you, as we are closing out 1 year and looking ahead into a new year, it's certainly a time of reflection. And for me, I look back at 2023, but I also look forward at 2024. And certainly as we reflect on 2023, I'm sure there are things that have happened in our lives that many of us did not anticipate that would have occurred throughout 2023. And certainly let's begin with COVID. Still around, we're still talking about it, certainly heading now into year four. And it's just really the good news about COVID, though, is that the symptoms that most of us get now are way less severe than when COVID first came on the scene back in 2020. And the truth of the matter is that COVID is here to stay, just like any of the other forms of influenza. COVID is just something that we'll have to deal with, and it certainly is still around, and people are still contracting it. But again, the good news is that it's the symptoms and the outcomes are way less severe than they were when COVID first started. Certainly, the war between Ukraine and Russia is still going on. In February, it'll be 2 years that war is still active and still going on. And speaking of war, who would have thought that Israel and Hamas would be at war? I mean, actively at war. And this January the 7th, that'll make 3 months that war has been going on. And then on a local level, when we look at our economy and our communities and we see what's going on, certainly the effects of inflation, the increased gas prices, the increased prices of food and interest rates and energy, all of those things tend to impact us on a daily basis. And we experience those and we see the effects of those on our lives on a daily basis. And I would certainly be remiss if I did not mention and just stop and pause for a moment to commemorate those who have gone on to glory in 2023, our families, our friends, our loved ones who are no longer with us as we close out 2023. And again, whether it's due to illness or injury or just they lived a good long life, we want to pause and just honor their memory as they are no longer with us. And certainly these holidays, I'm sure their names have come up and we laughed a little, we cried a little. But again, we know that if they died in the Lord, we know exactly where they are and their fate is sealed and they are rejoicing with the Heavenly Father. And as we enter 2024, I've heard, and it's not uncommon in at the end of the year and the beginning of a new one, but specifically I've heard so many people say over the last couple of days, I'll be glad to see 2023 go. And I just really wanted to pause for a moment and encourage you and tell you what the word of the Lord says as we look at our life and look at what God has in store for us. Jeremiah 29:11, a very familiar text from the New King James Version, and it reads, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Please, my brothers and my sisters, know that every trial, every tribulation, every test, everything that you and I have experienced in 2023 has not been a surprise to the Lord. And as a matter of fact, the Lord has a plan for us. He says that his thoughts towards us are of peace and not of evil. And so because we put our trust in him, no matter what we face, no matter what the situations, no matter what the circumstances, whether we are the cause of this situation and circumstances that we're in, or whether we had no control over them, life just happens. Regardless of how we find ourselves in the situations that we're in and where we find ourselves at this moment, know that God's desire for us is to give us, each of us, a future and a hope. And so there is no need to despair. There's no need to be hopeless. But in fact, we have every reason to be hopeful because of the God who we serve. And so as we enter 2024, I really want to challenge each of us, each of you, to move forward in whatever the Lord has placed in your heart to do. And I'm so reminded of Joel chapter 2, verse 28. And it reads, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions." God continues to use whatever the events are of our lives, whether it's sickness or disease, whether it's war, politics, or economy, again, or situations or circumstances that we, because of something that we've done, a stupid act, a foolish act that we've done, we put ourselves in certain situations. But understand this, that God will use those, every situation, every circumstance, to get our attention. And we know that God is still speaking. God yet is speaking to those who desire to hear him. And his word tells us in James 1 and 22 to not just hear it, but to be doers of the word. In fact, I'll just read it. It says, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only." And so, my brothers and my sisters, my question for you is, as you look at closing out 2023 and heading into 2024, my question is simply this: what dreams or visions has the Lord placed inside of you that you have not yet achieved, or you've even not even tried or pursued? You see, God has allowed us to come to the end of 2023. And as we prepare to enter into 2024, this means that God still has a plan and a purpose for you and for me. There is still purpose, right? And so again, just reflecting on Jeremiah 29 and 11, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." So if your vision, and one of the most common ones I know I hear often, is to be healthier, right? So if your vision is to be a healthier version of yourself in 2024, don't just say, "My goal is to be healthier in 2024. In order for a goal to be real, in order for a goal to be a real goal, it must meet certain criteria. First, write it down. It literally should be written down. It's proven that we're more likely to achieve our goals when we write them down. In fact, we're 42% more likely to achieve our goals if we write them down. And this has to do with how our brain works, how our creator, how God made our brains. When we write things down, we're activating both parts of our brain. What do I mean by that? I mean by that we're activating the imaginative right hemisphere, and we're also activating the logic-based left hemisphere. So don't wait until January 1 to begin pursuing your dreams and your goals. If you're thinking about them, even as you're listening to this podcast, pull out a pen, pull out your iPhone, pull out your iPad, or pull out whatever it is, your device, and begin to write them down. Begin to write them down, to speak them into existence. And here's the funny thing. Don't wait. Start now. Our God is so amazing that he told us to write our visions down even before science came along years later to corroborate what our God, the creator of heaven and earth, the creator of our bodies, already knew. In fact, he told Habakkuk in Habakkuk 2:2, he says, "Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it." You see, when you see it before you, then it's triggering something. It's triggering something in you. Every time you look at it, you say, "I should be doing this. I should be moving forward with this." And a goal should be what's called a SMART goal. SMART, S-M-A-R-T. SMART meaning specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. And again, don't just say, "My goal is to be healthier in 2024. Instead, say, "I plan to lose 15 pounds by March 31st of 2024. And so now you have a specific target weight. You can track it, or you can measure it, because you know where you are. You know where you want to go. And to lose 15 pounds by March 31st means you should be losing on average 5 pounds every month, which is very attainable, very achievable, right? And it's also realistic. Even though you really maybe in your heart of hearts want to lose 30 pounds by that time, The thought of that large number might be overwhelming. And also, right, if you've never attempted a weight loss program, or if you've attempted a weight loss program but you were unsuccessful, a number that large might be demotivating versus motivating. And so, like many of so many of us have done in the past, we set these unrealistic expectations, and then we quickly become discouraged and we stop even attempting to achieve our goals. And I just read an article today where it said most of us, when we make New Year's resolutions, we quit even trying to pursue them within the first 30 days of the new year. So we don't even get out of the month of January and we've already stop trying to pursue our resolution. So I want to challenge you to do something different. Don't make a resolution. Just make a specific goal, right? And set an end date, set a target date. A goal is not a goal if there's no time attached to it, right? In order for the goal to be real, in order for the goal to be achievable and attainable, set a target date. Otherwise, it's just wishful thinking and it's more of the same. And so this thought process can be applied to any goal or any objective that you'd like to achieve. And so again, the question that I have for you for 2024 is, what dreams or visions has the Lord placed inside of you that you have not yet achieved or even not yet begun to pursue? I challenge you, I urge you, I implore you to begin today to move forward in the dreams and the visions that God has placed inside of you. And let's put our plans together. Let's put our SMART goals out there, and then let's submit them to the Lord and begin to say, Lord, what would you have me to do, right? And then let's begin to work towards them. And this is absolutely biblical. Okay, Elder, where is this in the Bible? James 2:18, right? James 2:18, it says, show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. So again, if we truly believe that God is calling us and God has placed something inside of us, begin that, take action, begin to move forward in it. And here's the other thing. Even though we're about to enter a brand new year, there is nothing that magically is going to change or mystically is going to change because we moved into a new year. We must be willing to put the work in to do something different, to have a different outcome if we're expecting something different in 2024. There's something we have to do, right? And has God called you to start a business or a ministry or to go back to school or to get a certification or to get a training? Whatever it is, whatever it is, what is God telling you to do? What is God saying? I need you to do this. And we know it because the Holy Spirit won't leave you alone. He won't leave me alone. And so we're going to go ahead and do this. And so if you're already in ministry, what is God saying to you about making it better? If you're already pursuing the goals and visions, what is God saying that you can do differently to tweak it to be more effective or to take it to the next level? You see, my brothers and my sisters, we must do our part and trust God to honor our efforts so that He can get the glory out of what He has placed inside of us. Don't be afraid to try something new. Don't be afraid to step out on faith, believing that God will do what God has said He will do. And I just, I was talking with a young lady the other day, and I remember what Les Brown had said, and whether you're a fan of his or not, one of the things that he said that turns out to be true is he said, don't always worry about the whys and the wherefores. If you've got a vision and a plan, begin to move towards it, and the whys and the wherefores will begin to fall into place. And so I want to encourage you to start writing out your goals today. Don't wait. Start beginning to dream again. Start beginning. The Bible says your old men shall dream dreams and your young men shall see visions. And so begin to dream, begin to have those visions. And this is for ladies too. It's just that the way that it's written is to men, but you have visions and dreams, and begin to pursue them. Begin to just say, I'm going to do something different in 2024, but begin by saying, Lord, what would you have me to do? And if the Lord has already spoken, now say, Lord, give me the boldness, give me the courage to be able to step out and do what you're calling me to do. And so I'll close with this. I'll close with God's promise in Philippians 1:6. And it reads, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And so God has allowed us to come to the end of another year for 2024, my brothers and my sisters. Let's purpose in our hearts to pursue every dream, every vision, every promise that God has placed inside of us so that God can get the glory out of our lives as we pursue those things that God has placed inside of us to do, to be living epistles, to be witnesses for him in the earth in 2024. I again pray blessings to you and to your families as you enter 2024. And again, be all that God is calling us to be as we enter into 2024. So remember, family, preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. This is Tony Miles. Thanks for listening. Now go and be a living epistle in this new year. Join us again next week for another episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Music for Living Epistle Podcast is provided by Audionautix.com.